We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, if you could go out there and find a Cardinals savant, a genius, a guy with a doctorate, Chris, in Arizona Cardinals knowledge, It's our next guest. Paul Calvisi is the Arizona Cardinals sideline reporter. He knows everything there is to know about this franchise, front and back, left to right, and he's going to help us break it down right now. Paul, I want to start with a Larry Fitzgerald question. What are we getting out of this guy at this point in his career? Million Pro Bowl picks. I saw him catch a touchdown, I think, a couple weeks ago against Tampa. But what is he at this point in his career? Is he still lighting it up and putting up big numbers?
Big numbers, no. Not Larry numbers. You know, not Larry Legend, first ballot Hall of Fame numbers. But definitely productive and maybe even more important, reliable guys. In fact, we did the math earlier because we're like, you know, when's the last time they targeted Larry and he didn't have a reception? And in the last four games, he's had 24 targets. He's had 23 catches. And honestly, if you took a poll, I think most people here would say, man, you guys need to target Larry more. I mean, for all the woeful ineptitude of the loss against the Rams, four of the first downs, and there weren't many, were on completions to Larry. So he's reliable. You know, even when he's covered, he's open. He's got that big body now. He knows how to get himself between the quarterback and the defensive back. The hands are so reliable, still some of the best hands in the game. And as the Steelers will find out, if the Cardinals can get him involved, then the stadium comes alive. I mean, Larry is on a first-name basis with the state of Arizona. Fans love him. There's Larry and every other player on the Cardinals roster. So if he makes a play, the stadium instantly comes alive.
Paul, one of the things that I am really interested about, because so much is invested down there in Kyler Murray, is this. You start with just minimum 20 receptions on that Cardinals team, and not one of the guys that has 20 or more, and there's five of them, averages more than 10.8 yards per reception, which tells me they are trying to protect Kyler Murray by getting the ball out very quick and downfield shots be damned. Is that a pretty fair assessment of what they're doing offensively?
You know, that might be what it's amounted to. They don't have a lot of game breakers, a lot of playmakers at receiver. Larry is definitely not that downfield guy anymore. Christian Kirk, the second-round pick last year out of Texas A&M, you know, is definitely that guy. And he's had some breakout moments. He had a three-touchdown game, all chunk throw touchdowns against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, for example, last week, Jalen Ramsey, the Rams corner, did an excellent job of bottling him up, although Kyler did admit that he didn't hang in the pocket like he should have. Should have waited for some things to develop downfield and, you know, add some more chunk throws to the receivers. That's definitely a point of emphasis this week. We'll see if he can do it against that Steelers secondary, as they probably have a more difficult task against Pittsburgh secondary. But to your point, Cliff Kingsbury's offense is predicated to a large degree of getting the ball out quick. In fact, the first moment we saw Kyler in the offseason after the draft, and we just saw his first practice, just an OTA, you realize one of the big reasons they took him, his release is phenomenal. The release is elite. I mean, he's able to get rid of that ball so quickly. I don't know if it's the baseball background, if it's the arm angles. You know, it's the fact he was a middle infielder and they got to turn double plays and stuff like that. He'll throw it from any angle, not unlike a Mahomes or you know, Russell Wilson with a baseball background as well. You guys will notice it. I mean, and the other thing people have to realize with Kyler, two things. One, he really is a pocket quarterback who can run. He's not a running quarterback who can throw. He's a pocket quarterback who can run, who can run a 4.3 something. I mean, he has elite speed, there's no doubt about it, although he's gotten a little bit of an education that a lot of the defensive ends can run in this league as well. And when they have the angle, you know, he's learned to get rid of the ball. And then the other thing, you know, with Kyler, and we've seen some instances, you know, of this, is just – his ability to trust the receivers, hang in there a little bit longer, don't pull the ripcord and get out of the pocket, and you know, the ability to see things develop downfield, which didn't happen a lot against the Rams, and I'm real curious to see what's going to happen against the Steelers' stout defense.
Paul Calvisi, Arizona Cardinals sideline reporter, our guest here, knows the Cardinals like no other, helping us preview this game. giving us the other side of things for this matchup. Man, they've got great pass rushers on defense, Paul, with Chandler Jones and at least in name with Terrell Suggs. But the Cardinals' defense is about as bad as it gets. Didn't they cut their starting corner this week or something happened opposite Peterson where a starter just got flat out released or waived? What's going on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, Tremaine Brock, after they lost 34-7, gave up another 400-yard passing performance, this time Jared Goff, who hadn't thrown a touchdown in November. He had a couple of touchdown tosses. And here's a stat from that Rams game, by the way, the Cardinals pass defense. The Rams had six different receivers with at least one 20-yard catch apiece. I mean, there were chunk throws everywhere, guys. And it's sort of hand-in-hand. Chandler Jones, he's third in the NFL right now with 13 sacks. He has five strip sacks. He's had a great year. But the last month or so, they've really slid protection his way. He's getting a lot of chip blocks. He's getting a lot of attention. And nobody's really making anything happen off the other edge. Terrell Suggs had a pretty good September. Has been a little quiet here over the last couple of months. In fact, they even moved Hassan Reddick, the former first-round pick out of Temple, who they moved the inside linebacker upon his draft into the NFL. They moved him back to his natural college position, outside linebacker, so he'll be coming off the edge. But it's a combination. It's not getting enough pass rush from anyone not named Chandler Jones, and it's a very young secondary. One of the other reasons they released Tremaine Brock, not only, I believe, to make a statement, and to some degree, because the Cardinals players came off the bye week and came out of that game, and they didn't have very much energy. They didn't have very much compete or intensity. So I think it was the front office to a large degree making a statement and motive. What's the best way to motivate in pro sports? Job security. So they released Tremaine Brock. It was in the last year of his contract. But it also opened up that slot corner position for their second-round pick, Byron Murphy from UW. And so he's going to be inside in the slot, and you will see a combination of guys, including some journeymen like Kevin Peterson, not Patrick Peterson, Kevin Peterson at that other corner. And I'm guessing the Steelers will test that matchup quite often.
Paul, how are they so singularly bad, Arizona, at covering tight ends? Like, it's one of those things that you don't even have to have done necessarily a deep dive on the numbers to notice. It's been that kind of a glaring weakness. Is there something specific about that position that has given them issues?
Well, the position has definitely given them issues. I mean, you would not believe the uproar in this market and on sports talk radio and how vexing covering the tight end is. Through 12 games, they've given up 13 tight end touchdown passes. You have guys like, and it's not marquee Pro Bowlers either. It's Tyler Higbee last week with Gerald Everett out, their starter. The backup, Tyler Higbee, had over 100 yards receiving by halftime. That was his career high. So it's been a profound problem, there's no doubt. And part of the big problem, if there's been a constant, has been Hassan Reddick in coverage, the inside linebacker. Well, they pulled the plug on that experiment, moving him and his position change. As I just mentioned, he's back to outside linebacker. So we're all very curious to see who's checking the tight end right now. Part of the problem also is DJ Swearinger, veteran safety with the Redskins last year. He had a real poor start to the season. They let him go after about 1 month or so at the end of September. He had given up a lot of yards to the tight end, and they haven't resolved it all year long. It just, for whatever reason, they have two fifth-round rookie safeties who have navigated a very steep learning curve. They've been victimized. The only guy who's had any success on the tight end has been their standout safety, Buda Baker, and he's battled the likes of a George Kittle with the Niners a couple of times and done pretty well. But basically everyone else has had an absolute career game against the Cardinals defense when it comes to the tight end. Even the head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, was asked about it yet again after this Rams loss last Sunday and said, quote-unquote, any answer I give you will fall on deaf ears. I don't have the answer.
Paul Calvisi, our Arizona Cardinals savant, and that was just excellent stuff. Sideline reporter for them. He'll be there on Sunday for the Steelers and Cards. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
That right there,
yeah.
When you try to set up and think about the interview with somebody from the opposing team, mm-hmm. That's the kind of content you're looking for.
The good stuff.
Package stats, well, like knew the game.
Yeah, you don't want some chalooch from the other side giving you nothing.
I learned something. several things.
I'll tell you what, are you feeling better about the Steelers' chances? And here's why I ask. Here's why I ask. He said it's a bunch of no-name tight ends victimizing the Cardinals. Well, if the Steelers have one thing in plentiful supply, it's no-name tight ends.
Well, they got to have the common sense to get the ball to the tight ends, too, which has been lacking so far this year.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.